Hello and welcome to Mompreneur the podcast. I am your host, Tiana Starks, and I'm happy to be here with you again this week. Mompreneur the podcast is an extension of my blog titled Mompreneur the Blog, which you can find on my website at tianastarks.com. It is a platform for introverted moms who aspire to succeed in business and in life, providing the necessary tools and resources to overcome challenges as they arise. So hello, everyone, and welcome back again this week. As usual, I am super excited to be here, and I must say I am really enjoying the new format and not like just being so regimented to just reading the blog. And I mean, I know I kind of gave a synopsis before, but I think that this is working out better. The only thing is that I've found that I've gone a little bit longer than I would like to. So I'm going to try to work on that and just condensing these a little bit. Because again, I know we're mompreneurs, we are mothers and business owners, and we already have enough things to do. So I just want to try and make this as easy as possible for you to be able to listen, feel like you're heard and you're seen and you have community, and hopefully share some insightful tips that will help you as you're navigating business and life. So today I am podcasting and blogging about time management. And I really want to focus on three key strategies. And again, this will be really quick, but the first strategy that I think is brilliant. And to be honest, this is something that I am always improving and getting better at, and that is time blocking. Time blocking is basically when you use your calendar to plan and block out what you're going to be doing throughout the day. I love this method because it allows you to plan like every single minute of your day. And that may seem extreme to some people, but for me, it kind of helps me to feel organized and like I know what I'm supposed to be doing the next day. Now, I will say when I've tried to do this years ago, it felt overwhelming and it was hard because there was not really, I didn't see how it could be flexible because nothing ever happens how we plan for it to happen, right? It's always something that interrupts your day or your flow or something you have to respond to immediately. And so it felt hard and overwhelming and like I was failing at it all the time. And so I last year read the book Deep Work by Cal Newport, and it completely changed my perspective on time blocking. So I'm going to actually read a short excerpt from this book that really helps with the concept of time blocking. And so this, I underlined this in the book and it really helped me. So it says, your goal is not to stick to a given schedule at all costs. It's instead to maintain at all times a thoughtful say in what you're doing with your time going forward, even if those decisions are reworked again and again as the day unfolds. Like the concept of reworking your schedule during the day and replanning it, that changed everything for me. It makes time blocking so much more easy because if I have to take 15 minutes to respond to an email, then I just can scratch that, you know, whatever I was supposed to be doing during that time blockout and move it to another time. And I don't have to feel guilty about it or overwhelmed about it. There's always time to get the things that you need to get done as long as you plan it and you're being conscious of the things that are on your list and prioritizing. So Deep Work in general is a really good book if you are a person who's trying to figure out how to be more productive, how to get things done. I recommend it. So time blocking. And I'll say there's an app called Motion App that does this through AI. It's amazing. I'm going to talk more about that a little bit, but I recommend it. Okay, so the next strategy for time management that I want to cover here are making sure that you are setting goals and milestones. And for this, I talk a lot on my blog, and I'll link to a blog about this in the show notes. But I talk a lot about a concept that I call laddering up, and that's just my name for it. You may have heard of setting your goals in this way before, but I like to think of my big goal that I want to achieve over the next year or over the next 5 years, whatever time period you allot as being at the top of a ladder, and each rung is helping me to get there. And so I set this time period, and it's working backwards, right, from that goal. So set a goal that you want to achieve, and then what are some key things that must happen in order for you to achieve those goals? So usually I'm doing this at the beginning of the year. I'm setting my goal a year out. What are the things that I want? What do I want to accomplish? And then I try and set 3 to 5 key milestones that I must achieve in order to make this goal happen. And then I break my milestones down even further and think about, okay, what are the things that I need to do this quarter? What are my top three things that I want to achieve this quarter that's going to help me to achieve this milestone by the end of the quarter? What are the things I need to be doing on a consistent basis? And then those milestones are then going to ladder up to me achieving my big goal that I want to achieve at the end of the year, right? So again, that concept is broken down in more detail on my blog. I will link to it in show notes, but the main takeaway here is set goals that you can achieve. Make sure they're specific. Make sure they are time bound. I want to achieve X by X date. And then make a plan, and make the plan in a way that you're breaking things down into smaller pieces. Those are your milestones that you can work toward, and you're not feeling overwhelmed and confused about how you're actually going to achieve this big thing, because you're just taking it one step at a time. Okay, what's the first step that I need to achieve? Okay, great. Let's move on to the next step. Okay, and the third strategy that I want to talk about is more of a daily thing that you can do. And I'm calling it the Power of Three method. And basically, that is looking at your entire to-do list every single day. I look at my entire to-do list every day, but choose three things that you must achieve that day. Three things that you are definitely going to do that day. One thing that I want to say about this is it doesn't all have to be about business. Those three things can be a combination of things that you need to achieve in your home and things that you need to achieve at work, because we are whole people, and trying to make three things for home and three things for work, that's six things. Now you have six things that you must achieve instead of three things. So make sure that you are not trying to be one person at work and one person at home, because you're only one person. That's my perspective anyway. My opinion is we're one person, and we have to start doing a better job of creating harmony between all of the roles that we play in life. So yeah, those were the three strategies that I wanted to talk about for just being more productive in general. Those are things that are kind of things you can plan a little bit in advance. The top three, I would say maybe plan that the day before, but that's something you're going to be doing every day. But thinking about time blocking, I try to time block on a weekly basis, and setting goals and milestones, that's something that I do annually, but then also always revisiting those and making sure that I'm still on track. Yeah. And also, I will say my personal business and life blueprint method talks about this in detail too, talks about all of this. And I'm always looking at my goals. Like every single day, I look at my goals because they keep me, one, motivated, and two, they keep the things that I need to achieve at the forefront of my mind. And so I'm always looking for ways that I can achieve these goals. Like, it's not something that I forget because I'm looking at it every day. And before I go, I do want to talk about just some quick things that I think can help you right now. Some actionable tactics that you can do regularly to help you just be more productive in general. And the first thing is batching similar tasks. When you're doing your time blocking, you may want to block out a time to answer emails where you're just going through your emails, spending an hour or an hour and a half just going through all of your emails and answering them, getting that out of the way. And then you don't have to be restricted or, you know, always responsive to email. You have a time during the day that you're going to respond to email, and you can do this twice a day if you feel like you need to be more responsive. But email is one thing that definitely can sidetrack us when we have big goals and things that we want to do, always wanting to be responsive. My opinion is that if you respond within 24 hours, then you're being responsive. Again, we're all whole people. We all have a lot of things to do. So everybody has to be respectful of everybody's time. So if it takes you a little bit longer, that is okay. I think people have to understand that you working on multiple things and that you're prioritizing them in accordance to what the need is, right? The next quick tip is make sure that you're delegating and outsourcing. And I feel like I've talked about this for the last 3 weeks. And again, this is me talking to myself. I am better at delegating than I used to be, but you know, it's a struggle sometimes because sometimes we feel like it's easier to just do it ourselves, or it's going to take more time to show someone how to do it. But there are things that you can easily delegate, especially in your home, like chores, like doing the dishes, sweeping the floors, vacuuming. If you know, those are things that some of your older children can definitely help out with. And then outsource things and don't feel guilty about it. Like if you need to DoorDash dinner, or you need to, what's the other one? You know, call your groceries out. That is okay. We have to start thinking about our time in terms of what the value of our time is. What could we achieve in the time that we would be doing something that someone else can easily do that would help us? Ask for help. We are not superheroes. We are superheroes. I won't. We are. But we don't have to overextend ourselves. Definitely delegate and outsource. And one way you can do this is just look at your to-do list and decide what are things that you don't have to do. Like, it's not something that you need a certain expertise to do it. And then think about who else knows how to do these things? What services out there? And write it next to the thing on your to-do list. And then the next time, you know, when you're looking at it and you're planning your power three, maybe one of your power three things is to delegate tasks. And then go ahead and delegate those tasks to the folks that you have written next to your thing, your items that can do them. All right. So the next thing, oh, this is my favorite, is embrace saying no. Say no to unimportant things. I personally have never been a person who's really had a problem with saying no, but I know that it can be hard. If I'm being honest, like I do feel challenged sometimes saying no to certain people, but we have to set boundaries in order for us to achieve the things that we want to achieve. And that means that we have to prioritize, meaning that we have to say no to things that are going to take our attention and our time away from our priorities. And don't feel guilty about it. Actually, if you Google right now, and I keep saying I'm going to do this, I am going to add a resource onto my website that'll help with this. But in the meantime, if you Google how to say no without being offensive, there's a list that you can find that'll help you figure out ways that you can say no, things that you can say. You can suggest another resource, like, you know, I can't get to it right now, but I know of this resource who is excellent at it. So yeah, do that. And then also use technology to your advantage. I was talking earlier about the Motion app. It is a little bit pricey for one person, I won't lie, compared to what else is out there. But you put all of your things that you need to do and the time by which you need to have them done, and it automatically time blocks your schedule. It's amazing. And then if you don't get to something, it will reorganize your schedule in a way that still is trying to get you to complete your task by the time you've told the system that it needs to be done. And that is kind of the point that I was getting at with deep work. So I'm not having to do that myself. Motion app does that for me, but you can very easily like use your Google Calendar to make sure that you're putting in your time blocks and you have your meetings and all the things that you need in there. So use technology to your advantage. Calendly, so that you're not having to like send emails back and forth to schedule meetings, things that are going to help you be more efficient. And last, but certainly not least, remember that self-care is not selfish. I feel like I've been seeing this a lot lately, but we cannot pour from an empty cup. You have to take the time to do the things that you need to do to make sure that you are restored and that you are mentally healthy so that you can show up for all the people that quite honestly are relying on you. So make sure that you're scheduling time to relax and to exercise and to cultivate hobbies outside of, you know, work and family life. That is super important. Yeah. So that's basically it for today. This one was shorter, which I am proud of. So I'm going to celebrate again, celebrating all of our wins too. Celebrating that as a win. And again, thank you for showing up. If you enjoyed this podcast or found it to be insightful in any way, please like and share. And if you really liked it, leave a review. I appreciate you. And I will see you next week, or you will hear from me again next week.